peace and blessings, gods and goddesses. I hope you guys are having an amazing day. Okay, so this is the start of, I believe, season 8, where I'm so far behind. Could be season 9, 8, shit, I don't know, whatever, you know where you are. All right, so this is the thing, haven't been recording, don't have nothing in the vault, nothing like that, just winging it. Okay, I've been dealing with a life stuff, you know, working, getting my just everything in order, being an adult, being a mom. And speaking of being a mom, it's summer vacation, so if you hear anything chatter in the back, I'm a mom, you know this. Oh well. So yes, today's episode we are going to talk about the worst Twitter spaces I've ever fucking been in. Now, if you are not familiar with Twitter spaces, it's basically a how can I really describe this? It's like a chat room, but no chat. Now they have a way that you can, tweet each other. It's like a little space. Not everybody has it yet, but everybody that's in that space can text each other. And it automatically gives you the hashtag. Now, what it was before was you would have to, press a plus button and, you know, do a little tweet or whatever. And then you have to go to the hashtag to actually read everybody else's stuff. Now it's just like a button and it just pops up whoever is tweeting about that particular space. Okay, cool. So it's like a chat room with no actual typing per se. Everybody is just voice, right? I can't wait until they make it a video type thing. And I can see who's really lying and all the bullshit that we talk about in these spaces. So I've come across a lot of wild ass spaces. Obviously, we're going to put number one as the racist space. And this is, I only frequent black people spaces. So it's always a shock to me when I'm in a black person's space and they are usually talking about the advancement of black people, the black community, everything like that. We're talking about some type of lineage, and you have the white people coming in, and for whatever reason they allow them to speak. I haven't been in a space like this in a minute, but they allow these people to speak, and of course they have horrendous things to say. Well, black people kill black people too. Yeah, calling people porch monkeys and some more stuff. We all know none of that stuff phases black people anymore, because we know, designed off of our DNA, lips and hair, if anybody would be the fucking monkey, it would be white people. So whatever, that shit is no longer phasing anybody. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, obviously that would be the top, right? It's very disrespectful. I have a list. It's in no particular order. This is why I put the racist one first, so people wouldn't think, oh, but wait, racism. No, that's first. All right, cool. So the first one that I put down that I could think of, no particular order, the alpha male and red pill spaces. Oh my God. Now, if you've listened to my podcast in the past, then you absolutely know that there are a lot of angry men out here that have been hurt in the third grade, and they decided to be red pill or pretend to be an alpha male leading this imaginary pack, and women are treated like bottom tier within these two groups. Okay, I've been in spaces where these men are literally feeding off of each other about trauma bonding, about how women ain't shit, how women are all hoes, how women just want to chase money. And I forgot what it's called, but women going after our particular type of man, which excludes majority of the men. So, for example, a lot of women would chase LeBron around trying to get him to spend money and fuck them and, you know, wife or whatever. People like that. Some people like to say the top, like the 1% or something like that. Or the 6 foot guys that are, you know, big dicks, that's slim. if women are all chasing them, then what about the fat, short dudes? You see what I mean? So these men will be in these spaces chit-chatting and really, really, really crying about how women are just treacherous beings. And then it made me think, so if this is a dick rubbing space and there's no room for women and you don't respect women, then are you gay? And then, of course, I did more research, and there's a thing called black pill, blue pill, white pill. It's a lot of pills. These niggas are medicated and crazy. And I really haven't seen too many of these spaces lately. Usually now the alpha males are, you know, they got their tail between their legs and they're hiding behind someone else. And they're not really talking about it anymore. But at this point in time, it was a crazy, a crazy time to be alive and listening to that type of shit. All right. So now Dysphoria Wars. Now, if you don't know what this is, it's just when black people born and raised in America are in spaces literally denouncing other people's blackness that are maybe born in the UK, right? Or maybe they're black people from Australia, or maybe they're black people that was military brats and never actually made it to the US but was born in other places. The islands, etc. They're trying to tell them that you are not black, you can't speak on black affairs, blah 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 blah. Part of this, which I have on the list, are reparations. I get tired of the two. They basically are the same people in the same spaces talking about the same thing. If you are in a reparations room, you're going to hear about different types of, oh, you're not really black, you're this. You need to speak on this and not this. Nobody cares what you think because you're not really black. You're da da da. Now, I feel like there are certain places that people look like us, but their mentals are so warped because of their culture. And the only place that I could have thought of something like that was possibly the UK and DR. And I'll tell you why. With the DR, they have, which is Dominican Republic, they have a lot of different cultural ways where you always supposed to date lighter than what the fuck you are. And if you are already light to the point where you look white, you still date white, right? And I forgot what they called it, but they basically feel like they are preserving their whiteness and getting that black shit out of them, right? And it's sick, but that's how they think. There's actually a name for it. Should have did research, can't think of it, whatever. Yes. I used to be in a group with someone and they were Dominican, and it was wild to me because little stuff that was said, she said she was, she saw herself as a black Dominican, but it was certain things that were said, or nigga was only, roughly said when she was talking about somebody that she was dating, and it would just never rub me the right way. And then come to find out, there was a space about this particular person or whatever. And then that's when I started to think, like, not everybody that has our shade is obviously black on the inside. So for some of the stuff I agree with, other things I'm like, come on, bro. This person has lived here, but they no longer live here, or they didn't originate here, right? Meaning they weren't born here. And their parents weren't born here, but they come here and they respect our culture and they're with us, but we're calling them tethers. It's just crazy. Like, I don't know. I don't agree with it. Now back to the reparations thing. With reparations, I 110% agree that black people should fight for reparations. Now the picketing, the boycotting, and the talking about it, that's not how we're gonna get it. It's just not. I do feel like a lot of the stuff that they talk about in these spaces is contradictory, right? They just contradict themselves constantly, because if you were already here, right, and you call yourself an Indian or native to said land, but also you call yourself black, but the slaves that came over here unwillingly and were, you know, treated like shit and forced to reproduce, forced to work, if you feel like you're different from them, how do you get reparations as a Native American Indian? Didn't they already get their reparations with the casinos, the reservations of land, and other stuff? So I'm kind of confused on that. So I don't know why people are saying, hey, we fight for our reparations, but wouldn't the slaves that came here were treated unfairly? And still their descendants still can't leave because of how we are under the poverty line and can't save up to even go back to Africa. And then think about this, where the fuck would we go? We don't know ourselves, right? We don't know our lineage. So wouldn't those people be the ones to get reparation? And this is why, another reason I don't really understand why people be talking about this type of stuff, because some people really have talked themselves into a corner, you know, and I'm like, well, you wouldn't get reparations either. But anywho, stupid conversation to have on Spaces, because it never gets anywhere. None of these topics get anywhere. And it's quite sad, because I feel like some of the people that speak on these topics are intelligent, but I just feel like it's a lot of rage and it's a lot of bullshit behind stuff. And that rage and bullshit is hyped up at the wrong person. Right. Cool. All right. So feminist spaces. Well, let's just get this out the way. It says, are you Black or African spaces? Which, you know, almost ties into it. Like I said, if you go into a reparation space, you're going to hear, are you Black or are you African? All right. And the Disparia Wars, right? You're going to hear all of this shit in the same one. I just don't feel like we should be... Okay, Black people should absolutely gatekeep, because we have our own culture, right? And at one point I was like, we don't really have a culture. We just have a whole bunch of stuff that the white people gave us that we're just trying to make work for us, right? Because technically our culture is just celebrating any fucking holiday, you know, spending money and helping this economy. And I used to feel like that. But now, after seeing people steal our shit, like, hey, but Black people did that first. We do have a culture. We do have different things that we do that people definitely know is culture, but we are just not understanding of it. So yes, but there are some people that are not from here that come and respect our shit. We use their stuff too. And it's like, it's interchangeable. How we eat, how we celebrate stuff, how we dance, how we play the drums. You see what I mean? That stuff leaks all into the islands. It leaks out into Africa and some other places. And I'm like, so to say that, are you African, are you Black? It's just fucking crazy, because saying are you African is very broad anyway. It's I don't know, but another stupid ass space. Okay. So back to the feminist. I've never actually been in a space where it's just straight out feminist and I knew it. I went to a space with this girl, 1111. It's 41s in her name. I think she might have changed by now. But I didn't. Everybody was talking about it on the timeline. I'm like, oh shit. And this is kind of when Spaces first came out. So I was like, let me go into her space. And this was the first and last feminist space I've ever fucking been in. She talked in that space 4 hours about how men are so scary. Black men are scary. She never said, until the end, she didn't say Black men. Right? My thing was this. You're hinting at, well, Black men have a domestic violence rate against Black women, this. Black men, this, Black. So I'm like, wait. So she's not talking about men. In the header, it's like, men are dangerous, or can we trust men, or da-da-da-da, right? But what you mean to say is, I don't like Black men. And here's why. You see what I mean? I just wish some people would just be open with their issues. If you like white cock, cool. Do your thing. I don't like it. I don't think Black women should like it or even be around it. Here we are. We're in a space where people can do whatever the fuck they want. Oh, too many freedoms here, okay? I feel like it's very sick, but we're in a space. Be real with your shit. So Black men can come in and defend themselves, all right? But they don't do that. They talk about how all men ain't shit, but you only speak about one race of men and how all the other guys, well, I don't really have that problem with white guys or that. And they was on the space and on the stage talking like that. I've only had issues with Black men. Black men don't like the fact that I'm dark skinned. Black men don't like the fact that I'm overweight. What? It's so many black men out here with overweight black women. So that doesn't make sense. Maybe it's your nasty ass attitude, right? But I have so many different thoughts on this. We will be here all day. All right. So religion is another fucking reason of why the spaces are just disgusting right now. There's someone, Blackshin, right? And this is the only person that I've actually seen have a religious space, but has absolutely no idea what he's talking about. But this is the thing. Don't get me wrong. It sounds like he's read the Bible, or maybe he is a Christian, but he refuses to admit that he's a Christian. And this is another reason why I just denounce religious spaces. It's fucking stupid. Why are you speaking on something that you absolutely denounce and say that you are not a part of? If you're not a Christian, why are you speaking on Christian-like things? You're speaking on the Bible, but you say you're not Christian, or at least a Hebrew Israelite. Like, you're not either one. You say that, oh, I'm not religious, but you're saying in this verse, wait, in this holy book that the Christians use, but wait, how can you speak on said things? I've seen different things on his titles like, can you get married without believing in Jesus? But you're not a Christian. But what do Christians believe in? Jesus? Okay. What are we doing? Like, this, I never went into a Muslim space. I just know Muslims that be in spaces, right? And even they don't try to push and be pushy and tell people, you got to be this, you got to do this. If you believe in this, then you have to have this faith. It's retarded. I don't care. It's fucking retarded. But this particular person recently had a space where he said, can you be married without believing in Jesus? And I'm sitting here like, then he had another space. Can you be religious without believing in Jesus? Is being spiritual and religious the same thing? But what? No, listen, it's just so many things that I feel like Twitter just needs to block out, you know, just need to block it on out. And then, of course, he saves these spaces where I don't know if he ever goes back to listen, but every space that he sounds crazy in, the next space he sounds crazier. I feel like if you are going to do a space and it's going to be recorded, go back and listen to yourself. Listen to your talking points. Take notes and better yourself. If you're going, I don't know. If you're going to record them, cool. My thing is now, I've only hosted a few spaces because I refuse to have people come in there and record me, which you can record people without them knowing. And then I hate to have people, listen, I'm a bit blunt. I've hosted spaces with Blackshin and other people, and usually people have me in there because I'm very fucking blunt, right? And my thing is this, people have said some weird ass shit in these spaces, and I'm going to come at you and say, you know, that's some weird ass shit, right? And people don't like to hear that. So I just kind of gave up on the space, Jane. I'll co-host, I'll come up to, you know, be a speaker, but me hosting my own shit, I'll end it quickly because I don't like retarded and stupid ass shit in my spaces. Okay. So religion spaces, no. Bonding over domestic violence spaces. Jeez Louise. Okay. I get that y'all have like issues, and I've even been in domestic violence situations. So I understand that you want to talk to somebody about it. Counselors are available, therapists, psychiatrists, like these are people that actually you should talk to. Coming on to spaces and talking about somebody beating your ass and how you don't trust men and how this is why now you're gay, or this is why now you're single, or this is why now you don't date. Who the fuck cares? Write it the fuck down in the journal. Keep it fucking pushing. We all have fucking problems, all right? But the trauma bonding spaces are the worst. It's just disgusting. Because at this point, are you really fixing anything? Or are y'all just swimming in y'all's traumas together? Is there a solution at the end of this? Or are you going to continue to bash the fact that your baby daddy cheated on you because you refused to lose weight? What are we talking about here? You know, any trauma bonding space. Don't even have to just be domestic violence. It could be about rape. I really don't think that's healthy to be talking about that shit with a whole bunch of other people that have been raped, because at this point in time, what is getting solved? I think these conversations are good if they have some type of resolution at the end. All the spaces I have been in, there has been a resolution at the end. It's just a whole bunch of people crying. No, literally crying on the mic. Literally sobbing on the mic, crying. Okay? And it's sick. And then you have other people that will come in there and troll you about all of the stuff that you just told the world. You're sitting here telling the world your business. Like I said, it's recorded. A lot of this stuff is fucking recorded and you don't even realize. So you think that it's a safe space whole time. Another set of, in another Twitterverse, somebody is talking about what the fuck you posted. I mean, what the fuck you said in a space. I don't know. I just don't think that it's a good space to be doing that shit in. That's just me. That's my opinion. Are alpha females real? I've been in plenty of spaces with this type of shit. And obviously they're not real. It's just, some masculine ass females that feel like because they got a job that they're a boss and that they're a man. I really wish they would stop hosting these types of spaces because clearly we all know already it's not real. Okay. Are black women with kids less attractive? These spaces have been rampant for the last, since Spaces came out, what has it been, 2 years? It's quite weird because it's like, these men, I've seen them talking to single mothers. So it's like, what are you doing here? What's happening? These same guys that swear up and down that they do not want to deal with a single mother have created single mothers, date single mothers. And they're single dads. And it's crazy. And I'm like, bruh, please. Then you have the guys that don't have any kids. Never had a slip up. Maybe they might be, you know, gay, low key, bi, whatever. And they are bashing women with kids. And I think it's insane because I've had some of them try to talk to me. And I have children. So I'm like, is this an act for spaces? Like, I'm not 100% sure, but I always thought it was quite funny and interesting. But like I said, haven't really had, I've been in a few spaces where that becomes the title. Like, okay, are women less valuable if they already have kids? Would you wife a woman with children? What do you guys think about stepfathers? Shit like that. And I'm like, okay, we see where this is going. Let's not be fooled. All right, whether you look good or not, light skin, brown skin, dark skin, long hair, locks, short hair, fat ass, skinny. Listen, these men will date you if you have kids. They don't care. They're just being in spaces acting like they really give a fuck and they don't. I guess it's to boost up their confidence or to just talk shit about maybe an ex or whatever. I don't know what they're doing it for, but these men, every single one that I've seen, I have seen them talking to women that have children. Then they start to put a number on it. Would you date a woman with more than 2 kids? Would you date a woman with kids? Would you date a woman that had 4 kids? Would you bring McDonald's to a woman you have children with, or a child with? Would you bring her other kids McDonald's? Here we are, 2022. This is the fuck what we're talking about in spaces, bro. I'm tired. This is stupid. It has something to do with kids and women and how they McDonald's, but I'm just tired. But anyways, moan spaces. Okay. This tags into playing with your coochie spaces, squirting spaces, hoe is life spaces. We'll get into that too. Prostitute spaces, sex work spaces, whatever you want to fucking call them. These spaces are going nowhere. You go into the space and I'm like, sometimes you don't even realize. I go to this guy's space, Honcho, and he does sex work, but you never know what the topic is going to be about. Sometimes it's about anime, video games, weed, you know, but a lot of the time that I've been in those spaces, it has all to do with a, sex work. And some of the girls in there are cool. I just don't agree with their lifestyle, right? So it's like, fuck, bro. Like, this shit is raggedy as fuck. Then they talk about, well, they'll put their Twitters or their OnlyFans in the header and their Cash Apps. And I don't know if they get any money, but I just go to their page and I see that you have 3 likes on this, shorty. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You got, I don't know, 6,000 people following you and 3 likes on that post. Something's not adding. Something's not mathing. Math ain't mathing. Something's wrong. I just feel like it's a stupid reason to have spaces, to beg for money or to squirt on your mic, to moan. And I've never been in a squirting space because I know better. I've never been in a moan space. I've only been in these spaces where, because I just feel like I would be sick, but I've only been in these spaces that they talk about OnlyFans or, they talk about, creator spaces. And when usually when you find a creator space, it's usually something to do with sex. For whatever reason, they feel like sex is art now. I don't know, but anywho, so those spaces, waste of time. If you want to spend some bread, I suggest you can go in there, whatever. Abortion spaces. This is a recent thing. Yeah. I don't know. They have been talking about this Roe v. Wade situation for a couple weeks now. Quite ludicrous, actually. I tried to tell people, if you know your body, you try to keep some type of track on your body, whether it's a period tracker, ovulation tracker, whatever else, and you know, eat right and you eat your herbs to help with your fertility or to push the fertility, you know, back a little bit, whatever. And what I mean by that is like just herbs that just gonna make you have a period, you know, then I'm the bad guy. Because if we're talking about abortion spaces, they want the right to have these abortions. They want the right to hoe off. And then of course you got the small outliers that say, hey, I have health reasons and this is why I can't get pregnant. Then I'm like, then you should be wearing a condom. Female condoms do exist. Stock the fuck up if you honestly feel like the Roe v. Wade overturn is going to have anything to do with the Plan Bs, the any type of thing to do with the birth controls. Find a different way to control your own ovulation and your own fertility, right? Cool. It's so many other things, but you start talking sense in these spaces, they're gonna hate you. I told women what to actually do if they have a situation, and how you can naturally take care of it way before you're actually pregnant. And these women think that I'm fucking retarded. And I'm just like, please, for the sake of all things, and for the sake of you coming onto Twitter and saying that you are pregnant and blaming the child's father, please try to understand your body and understand that there are other ways, natural ways to take care of things. But you can't talk sense, because then you're a bad person. But anywho, these abortion spaces have been crazy. I'm trying to tell you, if you were to go on the timeline at this point in time, even today, and scroll through, there's going to be some spaces there that you can definitely weigh in on. It's going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of people in these spaces listening to people complain. Maybe the five people on the stage complain about how they can no longer suck the life out of a child. Yeah. Anyway, so this is what I'm saying. It's a stupid ass space topic. Let's bring back shaming. Let's bring back privacy. Let's bring back not the fuck knowing what the fuck Susie and Lauren is fucking doing all the way in Alabama if you live in Virginia. I'm just quite tired. Like, I'm just ready for spaces to be over with. Actually, I really do feel like space... Fuck it. I really do feel like spaces is some type of government operation. You know what I'm saying? I do. I feel like it's called Operation Spaces, right? Or Operation Something, right? Let's just say it's Operation Spaces. Y'all are talking about how to get over on the white man. Y'all are talking about how to form some type of group to not pay taxes. Y'all are talking about and giving advice on how to fraud the state for different things, how to fraud the government from child support, how to not have to pay child support, and how to get over if you have a LLC or a business. I've heard it all. I've heard so much shit. How to not have to pay tax. I don't know if I ever said that. How to get over on HR, how to confront a coworker about this, how to lie on your taxes, how, like, it's so many fucking things I fucking heard, and I'm like, y'all realize they're listening to this? Let's just be clear, that was already listening before. When I say listening, I mean, like, we had like voice notes and people was going crazy about that. They was listening to those. They was watching your tweets. I mean, have we learned nothing from Facebook and Instagram, where people get locked up and get visits from men in black suits? We don't remember any of this stuff. So y'all think just because the space is, and it's recorded, they was already recording it anyway. And they have transcripts now where you can go back into the conversation and read everything that everyone says. I don't know. I just feel like spaces are not good for the black community, because some of us don't know how to shut the fuck up. Some things need to be said in person when your phone is in your car and you are inside a restaurant, or you're at the park and your phone's at home. You see what I mean? That's all I'm gonna say on that. All right. Pick me spaces. And when I say pick me spaces, I'm not talking about me in a sense of, hey, I'm a traditional woman. I have some of the same views as black men, so of course me and them gonna agree. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about, excuse me, the actual pick me's. Since Twitter wants to switch things around, the actual pick me's that are in spaces, rubbing, you know, a men's dick and their egos on anything. They can say, I don't believe women should be alive. And they're like, you're absolutely right. Like, you should, just to get the coochie, just to get the dick, just to get chose. This is stuff that's happening. And let's be clear, there are pick me men. There are some men actually feel like women deserve to do the picking. So they're out here raising their hand. I believe that I'm a feminist. I believe women should have the right to kill at any stage in the pregnancy. Pick me, pick me, pick me. This is what I'm talking about. The wildest things. And I've been in some spaces recently. This is the last Twitter space topic I think I have, where we were talking about what a hoe phase is, and can you erase your hoeness? And there were some men in there that were capping for the hoes. Me, myself, I feel like if you had a hoe phase, then you are a hoe, and your hoe cannot be expunged from your record. It just can't be deleted, can't be erased. There's no pencil. It's in red hot ink, right? You can't erase. It's in your blood. It's forever. Okay. Some of them agreed with me, some of them did not, but there were some men that actually said, no, I 100% believe that your wholeness can be erased. And I'm just sitting here like, oh my God. Then you ask those same men, would you date a hoe? And then it's no. Or some of them will continue with the pandering and the pick me-ness and say, hey, yes, I agree. You know, yes. It's just wild. It's like, okay, I would date a hoe. Like, what? Fuck. One girl, and we later end up finding out that she was fucking weird, and I'll tell the story, but one girl, Koya, she decided to say that your wholeness can be erased because God heals everyone and forgives everyone. So therefore, if this imaginary God forgives you, then everybody else on actual earth is supposed to forget that you were a hoe too, and you know, it's supposed to be erased. So she says, she gave the example that if she fucks 100 niggas and then she takes a 10-year break, okay, then she's no longer a hoe. It don't even have to be 10 years from what she's saying. She take a break, that she's no longer a hoe. And she said that her coochie that has 100 plus bodies would still be better than anybody else's coochie that has less bodies, because the person that has less bodies might still be fucking their boyfriend on the time that she has taken a 10-year break from her wholeness. It's just women that be coming into these spaces. I don't really know. This is why I don't believe that we should be able to hear everybody, because some people are slow, mentally slow. And only thing they know is how to dress well, how to get botched BBLs, and how to pop coochie. Anything else with substance, it doesn't quite reach the brain. You know what I mean? So these are people that are talking in spaces sometimes. And for the longest, I've been noticing that the guys that pander more have those types of women in their spaces. They're never telling these women that they're wrong. In this particular space, we're talking about what is a whole lifestyle? What is wholeness? Can it be erased? Blah, blah, blah. One girl literally said she feels like being a hoe is going on several dates with no sex involved. And I'm looking at these people like, I just want it to be normal again to have common sense and for reading to occur. And for if you don't know something, then you don't speak on something, right? There used to be a thing. I know it's going to be hard to believe, but bear with me. There used to be this thing where if you weren't knowledgeable about something, you didn't speak on it because you would look stupid around the people that were knowledgeable about it. That's insane, right? It's crazy. I know. I don't know what year it went out of style and when they stopped doing that, but picture yourself at this mixer, okay? You have professionals in the crowd, anywhere from a CNA to a doctor to, I don't know, a paralegal and lawyers to people that worked at a call center to people that were work recruiters, army, whatever. All these different, these from different walks of life, entrepreneurs, cooks, like, you know, whatever. They're all mixing, but certain conversations will go off in different areas. They're talking about lawyer stuff. A doctor would not come over and say, well, I think it should be this because that's how I feel. And they're looking at him like, but that's not actually how it is. We're talking about something that actually is feasible and something that's actually happening. And you're talking about your feelings. You see what I'm saying? That usually, that never happened before. But now people have this thing where they feel like their feelings fucking matter. And that since you have feelings on something, you should be able to speak on it as if it's a fact. Whoa. It's crazy. Like, people used to actually speak on shit that they studied. Studying used to actually be a thing. People would sit down, read, do research, and talk about it. Go to school for it. Have friends that were into it, colleagues, and they would actually be masters at it. For example, a master massage therapist. Now you can go into a space and say, I'm a master massage therapist, and you can actually be talking to someone that does massages off of people they met on Twitter, and only thing they're doing is rubbing oil on their coochie and fucking them after. Now that person that does that has a say-so at what a master massage therapist knows versus what the other one thinks. You see how stupid that is? Whoa. Now somebody that decided to look up something on Google can now talk to a doctor and say, well, I feel like this. And their feelings are actually respected in a space versus an actual doctor now. Whoa. It's like Twitter spaces is not anything. I don't feel like it's productive. You know, at first I thought we could really get somewhere. We decided to host a Feminine Fridays group. We really wanted to show women how it was okay to be raised as dominant, but you know when to use your femininity, and you could change from being a masculine woman to a feminine woman, right? And I really thought we was going to get somewhere, and it didn't because of egos or whatever else. But I felt like it could really be productive. And then I realized they're moaning in spaces. They're literally clapping cheeks in spaces to see who could clap cheeks the loudest. Now I'm finished. I can't. There's nothing productive anymore about this shit, bro. And I dare to say that maybe even my spaces that I hosted was never really productive. Because I don't think it was actually meant to be that way. I think it's meant for us to just argue all fucking day and night. And people hold 24-hour spaces, 36-hour spaces. Like, it's a lot of time put into this stuff and it's going nowhere. You'll talk about the same topic over and over and over. That topic is now laid to rest, but there was no resolution for it. It's just insanity at this point. I say insanity because people are going into spaces doing the same thing every fucking day and expecting different results. Or maybe they're not even expecting those different results. They just want something to do. I personally go into spaces at this point in time as a co-host or a listener or, you know, talking because it's something to pass the time while I'm working, you know, and that's just kind of what spaces is now. It's just strictly entertainment. I've learned some things out of there, but I had to go back and do my own research because some people, they just lie so bad. And like I said, facts have no places in spaces anymore, I guess. So yeah, but anywho, yes, now here we are. At the end of my segment. So I hope this reached you guys well, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have any Twitter space stories. I would definitely like to do a segment about that. You can tweet me, follow me, you know, DM me or whatever, and I would definitely put your story out there. Or you can voice message me on this app and then I'll put it up there. But I'm thinking the next topics could be for episode 3. Maybe we can go, should women lower their standards after children? But that's an easy one, right? So I don't know. At what point should you leave a relationship talking stage? Maybe. But I'll have something really juicy for you guys. Like I said, I have not been worried about this. And my spirit has been telling me you need to record. You need to record. So I'm like, okay, fine. But I'm just trying to get back to my holistic journey and my spiritual journey, bro. Like, I've just been doing other shit that has no place in my life. So yeah, I'm so happy you guys have been patient with me. I see you guys listening to the other podcasts and I appreciate you running those numbers up for me. The loyalty is there and I appreciate it. I really do. But like I said, I'm always open for any topics you guys have. I know I have some topics in the DMs that I never got to, so I'll be happy to go ahead and record that stuff for you guys. In the meantime, in between time, like I said, you can go and listen to a whole bunch of other things. I think 7 seasons. So I'm going to go. I'm planning on just reading today. I'm not trying to do too much of the internet shit today. And then I got to work today. So just going to enjoy, probably make myself some food. I am fasting on the 10th. So if you guys are interested in that, we could fast together. I'm going to fast from the 10th to the 22nd. Not too long, but so if you guys are interested, let me know. But like I said, I appreciate you guys for listening. And I will see you guys in the next one, gods and goddesses.